Zakt the Mishnah Vayter, Masach Tishkalim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Before we begin the Mishnah, let's give a shtickle hakdam. There is something called Me'ila. Not Bris Me'ila, but Me'ila, spelled Mem Ayin, Yud Lamed He. Me'ila means when you're Moyel Behegdish. What does Moyel Behegdish mean? It means when a person takes something that belongs to Hegdish and uses it for his own benefit, uses it for a chulin benefit, a non-Hegdish benefit, if he does so b'shaygig, there are many other halachas about Mila, which we won't get into now, but he did so by mistake, the din is that he has to pay back Hegdish plus a penalty and a special carbon Mila. There's an entire Masechtas Mila that explains all the different halachas. But right now, this is all we have to know, what's Nogeya to our Mishnah. What happened in our Mishnah? I went over to my friend. I said, Shmuley, can you do me a favor? I have to send him a machzah shekel. Here it is. Can you give it in for me? Shmuley says, fine, no problem. But he forgot. And he wound up using the machzah shekel I gave him to be my machzah shekel as his. He came to the gizber, the treasurer, the money changer, whatever, to the box, whatever it is, however he gave in his machzah shekel, and he said, oh, here's my machzah shekel. And he put in the machzah shekel that I gave him to be my machzah shekel. Zakt the Mishnah, hanoisein shikloi lechaveri, one who gives a machzah shekel to his friend, lishkol al yadai, I gave it to him, he should give it in for me. What did he do? Ushkali al yadai atzmai, he used it for his own machzah shekel. Zak the Mishnah, im nitrima truma. If the gizbarim already took out the shkolim from the box, and they used it, and they had in mind even on behalf of the shkolim that are still coming in, so it turns out, my machzah shekel that I gave him was already property of Hegdish, and he used it for his own machzah shekel. Mal, he was mal behegdish. He has to pay a penalty, and he has to bring a carbon meal. Now really, did he use it for his own benefit? It's not like he took it and bought candy with it. I mean, Lamaisa, he gave it to Hegdish. But he gave it to Hegdish in such a way that he gave it for his own mitzvah. So if you do a mitzvah that's called personal hana, don't we have a rule, mitzvah is lav lahanes nitnu? That the performance of the mitzvah is not considered a personal hana, you get your schar in Olam Haba. So the Batanur explains, well, let's be practical. If Shmuley wouldn't give his machzah shekel, what's Bezin going to do? They're going to knock on his door and say, collateral, please. So he's having pleasure. He's avoiding that very unpleasant experience. That's hana. And Memela, by using someone else's machzis hashekel for his, and before he actually used it, they already took the money to buy karbanis, so it was mamish property of Hegdish, because they had in mind his machzis hashekel, so he used something which is mamish Hegdish to get personal hanah from. That's why he's mail behegdish. Zakt the Mishnah weiter, hashekel shikloi mimois Hegdish. This person didn't take money that someone gave him to be used as dir machzah shekel. He stam took money that was already donated to Hegdish. Now, when you donate to Hegdish, it could be one of two things. It could be kedushas haguf, that means you donate a behema, which you're going to be makriv on the mizbeach, and then there's something called kedushas damim, or kedushas bedek abayis. And that means you can donate anything to Hegdish. You can donate a seltzer bottle to Hegdish. You can donate a phone to Hegdish. You can donate a table to Hegdish. And the value of that is used by Hegdish for whatever Hegdish needs it. So let's say there was money that was donated for Hegdish. And I took that money and I used it for my machzis hashekel. Zakt the Mishnah, if I did this at a time, that they already took the money and used it for karbonais, im nitruma truma, they took the money out of the boxes with the machzis hashekels, v'karva behema, and they purchased the behema for the carbon sibber, and they were makriv that behema, mal, then the person who used this money for his machzis hashekel is mal behegdish. There's an extra step over here. You're not only saying that they took the shekel out of the box and prepared it for the karbanis tibber, you're saying they actually purchased the karbanis tibber and they were makriv of the carbon. Why? Why are you adding this extra step of the Karv HaBehema over here? Zakta Batanura, here's my problem. The standard case of being Moel Behegdish is taking something and using it for a totally non-Hegdish thing. But what did I do over here? I took something, the coin, that belongs to Hegdish, and I used it for Hegdish. I used it for my Machzah Shekel, which is donated to Hegdish to buy Karbonas Tzibur. So what really changed? I took a coin from Hegdish and gave it to Hegdish as a coin for Hegdish. The only thing that changed is it was already part of Hegdish, and I used it for my own personal benefit. So we're a little bit hard-pressed to explain why this is Mi'ila. This is not the standard case of Mi'ila, where you take something from Hegdish and you totally use it for your own purpose whatsoever. Normally, Mi'ila is when you take something from Hegdish and you use it for Chulin. You use it for a non-Hegdish thing. So what really changed? You tell me, oh yeah, I was Moel Behegdish. I took something from Hegdish and I changed it. What did I change? I took a coin that belonged to Hegdish, and it stays a coin that belonged to Hegdish. So in order to explain that this is Mi'ila, we need an extra step. I need a step where the wrong money that I gave was used for the wrong thing. And it actually happened already. So money that was supposed to be plain Bedek Habayis money, used by Hegdish for whatever they want to use it for, was physically used to purchase a carbon and they were makrev a carbon. If not, what I did is not enough. I just changed money for money. And both monies go to Hegdish. Okay, so that's what you're telling me. It has to be that not only did the treasurers of Hegdish already remove the shkolim from the box, including his machzah shekel that was coming in, but they were makrev the behemah already. Now I can say money that was set for one thing was mamish used for the wrong thing. What about the first case of the Mishnah? Remember the first case where I said to my friend Shmuel, Yaron, Baruch, Mardechai, whatever, can you give the machzah shekel for me? And he forgot and used it for his own machzah shekel. Why don't we say over there that it has to be Nitruma Truma and Karva HaBehema for the same reason? When it says over here in the second case for Karva HaBehema, we're referring to the first case also. The Mishnah is just waiting for the second case to explain it. In order for him to be Moel Behegdish, it can't just be that he took money and used it as money. It has to be that the money was used mamish for the wrong thing. This money was supposed to be for his friend's chaylik in the carbon, and now the carbon was shechted, and he used it for his chaylik in the carbon. There has to be another step in order for it to be meal. Zak the Mishnah Leiter. Now we have a person who, when it came to give his machzah shekel, which money did he take? He took midmei meiser sheni or midmei shvius. What's called meiser sheni money, what's called shmita money. Okay, so we've already discussed this many times. You have a seven-year cycle. After Shemitah, first year, Maaser Rishona goes to the Levi. Maaser Sheni, which you bring to Yerushalayim and you eat it with special halachas, you have to be tahar and so on. Can't take it out of Yerushalayim. Second year, also Maaser Rishona, Maaser Sheni. Third year, Maaser Rishona. Maaser Sheni is replaced with Maaser Ani. Fourth and fifth year, Maaser Rishona, Maaser Sheni. Sixth year, Maaser Rishona, Maaser Ani. Seventh year is Shemitah. You have seven Shemitahs and then Yod. Now, I, Baruch Hashem, am doing so well. I have so much Maaser Sheni. It's been very hard for me to transport all of these payers to Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk says, redeem it for money. Take the money to Yerushalayim. And in Yerushalayim, I can purchase certain types of food, eat it in a certain type of way in Yerushalayim. All the applicable halachis of Maaser Sheni apply. What did I do? I took this Maaser Sheni money, and I used it for my Machzah Shekel. I took a Machzah Shekel out of the Maaser Sheni money, which had already been used to redeem the payrois, and instead of bringing it to Yerushalayim and buying food, I used it for my machzah shekel. Now, you cannot use Maaser Sheni money for your own benefit. And you cannot use it for your own obligation. Just like you can't take regular Maaser money and use it to buy an esrog. But I'm doing a mitzvah with it. That's very nice. But that mitzvah is your responsibility. You don't take tzedakah money for your mitzvah. This machzah shekel has to come from my money, not from Maaser Sheni money or any other Maaser money. But I did it already. What should I do? I took my Maaser Sheni money, and I used it for my Machzah HaShekel. Or I took Dmei Shvius, Shemitah money. What's Shemitah money? Well, you know the seventh year now let a plant. What about things that grow on their own? Or grew from last year's planting? Hefker. I'm not allowed to be the owner of it. Anyone can come and take it. Now, you're not allowed to do business with payers that grows on Shemitah. But you can purchase small amounts for meals. And that money that you use to purchase Shemitah Peiros is called Dmei Shvius. That money actually has Kiddush. It has the Kiddush of Shemitah. You can't buy clothes with it. Can't buy buildings or houses with it. You can't pay your plumber with it. It can only be used to buy food or products that are used according to the halachis of Shemitah. So you can't take it and say, oh, I'll pay my machzor shekel obligation with it. But he did. This person took Maaser Sheni money, or Dmei Shvius, and used it for his machzor shekel money. What do we do? Zakta Mishnah, Yoichal Kenegdan. He has to eat food that he buys with other money that's equal to the same amount. In other words, he takes another machzor shekel, and he says, okay, wherever the Maaser Sheni or Shemitah is or was, that I used for myself, by taking the first coin of Maaser Sheni or coin of Shemitah, I want the Kiddush of that Maaser Sheni or the Kiddush of that Shemitah to be redeemed by this coin. This new Machzis HaShekel in my hand, this is my new Maaser Sheni coin, or my new Dmei Shemitah. And with this new coin, I'm going to go to Yerushalayim, I'm going to buy food, according to the Halachas of Maaser Sheni. Or with this new coin, I'm going to purchase food and eat it with the Kiddush of Shemitah. That is how he's going to correct taking the coin that originally belonged to Maaser Sheni or Shemitah and using it for his Machzis HaShekel. Okay, quickly chazering over our Mishnah. Our first case in the Mishnah was, I gave my friend a Machzis HaShekel. I said, give it in for me. He forgot I used it for himself. Somebody went and he took money that belonged to Hegdish that was donated to the general purpose of Hegdish, Bedek Habayis, general maintenance. Hegdish can use it for whatever they want. But he took this money that was already donated to Hegdish and used it for his Machzor Shekel. Like we explained at the beginning, in both cases it was B'shaygek. He forgot. He forgot that his friend gave it to him, didn't realize this was the coin, whatever the case may be. So the din is, if Bezdin, or the Gizbar rather, the treasurers of Hegdish, already took the coins out of the boxes, and they were makar v'karbin with it, so he's moyel behegdish, because they had in mind all future machzor shekels that are coming in, and that meant that he took money that belonged to someone else, or he took money that was supposed to be used for a different purpose, and it was used not for the right thing. They were already makriv a carbon with it. When they were makriv the carbon, it was with his machzis shekel in mind that he gave for himself, and it's not what it was. Either it was his friend's, not for him, or it was money for a different kind of hegdish. That's why he's moyel the hegdish. Furthermore, we learned if he takes money that was supposed to be Maaser Sheni money, that was Maaser Sheni was redeemed for this, it was supposed to have been brought to Yerushalayim, or he takes money which is Shemitah money, Peiros Shemitah were purchased with this money. It has the Kiddush of Shemitah. You're only supposed to buy Peiros and eat it with Kiddush of Shemitah. He took this money and used it for his Machzor Shekel. So we learned Yoichal Kenegdan. That means he has to take another Machzor Shekel coin and say, this is the new Maaser Sheni coin. Wherever the Maaser Sheni is, it should be redeemed onto this. This is the new Shemitah coin. And then he should purchase fruit and bring it to Yerushalayim, or buy things according to the halachis of Shemitah, and eat it with Shemitah, do whatever he was supposed to do with the original Maaser Sheni or the Dmei Shvius money.